Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in and listening today. If you would like to be a part of the program, if you would like to be on air with me, you do that by picking up your phone, punching in this number, 347-327-9316. I have a couple of calls ahead of you, but not very many at this point, so 347-327-9316. And if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, you do have to push that 1 on your phone to get on my switchboard, and that way I know you want to talk to me, okay? So it's 347-327-9316. Let me give you the website address for this program, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over there, you'll find past guests that we've had on, and actually, I was looking for guests today. I sent out several emails, so we'll see what happens with that. And I do have a couple guests lined up coming up at the end of this month so far. So we do have some people that will be coming on with us, and I'm looking forward to that. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com. That is the official website for me, and that's where you can find information about me, events that are coming up, and all that stuff. www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. The card that I pulled for the show today comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Apprehension card. And at the bottom of the card, it says, moving out into the world, doubt and fear. And it fits perfectly with the subject that I want to talk about today, which is walking by faith, not by fear. So it works out perfectly for the show. And, you know, and that's what we have a lot of. We have a lot of apprehension, a lot of things that are holding us back. You know, a lot of times on our spiritual journey, we're afraid to step out because, first of all, what are people going to think about me? What are they going to say about me? On and on and on. Or, you know, I don't know about you, but I've started new jobs before and had that fear, that unknown. You don't know what's going, you don't know your job really. You don't know the people that are there. It can be a little scary. And at times when you're stepping out there, but you know, I've always had some really good friends, and but I would have never met those people if I had allowed my fear to work in my life and not work by faith and trusting the spirit within me. So we got to overcome our doubts. We have to overcome our fears. And a lot of our doubts are self-doubt about ourselves, saying, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can accomplish this, and on and on and on and on. So we got to watch those two things, doubt and fear. Those two things can cripple us on our spiritual journey, and we don't want that. So the Apprehension card is the card that I pulled today, and it came from my Gaia deck, okay? So if you would like to call into the program, I'll probably be using my Gaia deck today to help us find those answers to your questions that you're seeking, all right? So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll open with a song, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you surround this program with white light, that only those things that are positive, those things that would be for a higher good would come forth today from the callers and from myself. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. I thank you for the abilities inside of me, the abilities of clear hearing, clear seeing, clear feeling, and clear knowing. I thank you for all of those things. And Father and Mother God, more important than any of those things, I thank you for the spirit within me. For I am a spiritual being having a human experience, and I thank you for those human experiences. Father, Mother God, right now I pray for my listeners. As always, I pray that you would touch their lives, meet their needs, and let me help them today find those answers that they are seeking on this program. And Father, Mother God, right now, I pray that you would surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And we say namaste, and we say amen. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next, 347 327-9316. Love that song, From the Heart of the Universe. I know it's a little long, but I like it, and hopefully you like it as well. You know, a lot of this music that I play on this program, all the music I play on this program, actually is orchestrated by the Spirit within me. And I believe that music is very important to our lives. I believe that it sets the mood for what we are here for. I also believe that there's a lot of healing in music. And also your loved ones from the other side actually use music a lot of the times to communicate with us. By when you get in a car, you know, say something's on your mind and you get in the car, you turn on the radio, and then all of a sudden there's something in that song that speaks to you and speaks to the situation in your life. It happens to me a lot. And so your spirit guides, your loved ones, angels can use music to actually communicate with you. So pay attention to what's going on around us. A lot of times we're not paying enough attention, and we're missing little signs that our loved ones are with us and that they do care about us and they are communicating with us. That's important for us to realize. Okay? That's one thing I love about my job as a medium is I get to help you do that. Right now I want to tell you there's a couple of things going on that I need to talk to you about. Actually, right now, I'm offering for this weekend only, today, Sunday, weekend only. If you would like to go over and book a reading with me, you can get a reading right now for $10. That's about 10 minutes long, might go a little longer than that, but right now it's set for 10 minutes at $10. And so, you know, if you have an extra $10 laying around, you have a quick question, need a, you know, a little answer, maybe there's something you don't want to discuss on air. $10, 10 minutes, you can set that up right now. All right. So, okay. And Rose showed up, and I appreciate that. And so if you would like to call into the program, it is 347-327-9316. I have one call on my switchboard right now, and so it is 347-327-9316 if you would like to be a part of the program. Otherwise, you get to hear me talk for a while. Kelly, hi. Appreciate you calling today.
Hi, Michael. I'm surprised you just have one call. I thought you'd have 30.
Oh, not yet. Hey, that might change as we go on here, but now... You're it for right now, so how can I help?
What a pleasure to talk with you again, Michael. I think very highly of you, and I don't listen to BTR very often, and I just thought about seeing what was happening and saw you were on air, so this is a blessing.
Well, I believe, Kelly, that everything, this is how I believe things, I believe that everything is orchestrated by the Spirit within us. So I don't believe that it's just by chance that you are on Blog Talk and you're on this program. I believe that there's a reason for that. Do you have a particular question, or do you want me just to pull some cards for you?
If you'd like to lead, that would be great. And I would like to add something about music. Michael, I eliminated TV, and I've added a lot of music in my life, this little inexpensive Sirius radio. And it's added so much because it does lift. It's amazing how music can lift your spirit.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, I don't know about you, Kelly, but a lot of our TV programs, a lot of our movies, a lot of the stuff that you know we're watching and viewing, it's not good for us. It's not it's not good for our spirit. You know, it's putting stuff in our subconscious mind that is not good for us. And so we really need to be careful. And I don't want to come across preaching, but we need to be really careful what we are eating. And what I mean by that is by what are we bringing into our system, by what are we watching? And so
I couldn't agree with you more, and there's a lot of research, but I won't get into that.
There is a lot of stuff out there, and maybe one of these days I'll do a show particularly on that, because it is very important, and you know, and the games that our young people are playing and stuff like that, you know, it's just, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm old fogey and say not to have fun, but we need to be careful about what we are putting into our system. And
Michael,
so,
recently called me elderly, so I've tried to let that go.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I mean, we got to be careful about that.
Yeah, English is not his first language, so I'm cutting him some slack. So.
Okay, all right. So, yeah. So, we got to be. All right, let's move on before we get in trouble here. The first card I pulled, intuitive communication, silent whispers of the heart, comes from my Gaia deck, and definitely just listening to the spirit within you. You did a pretty good job of that today by coming here, and you have been doing a really good job with that. As Spirit's telling me, in the last year or so, you have been really listening to the spirit within you. And that's a good thing. You've made a lot of changes. You have overcome a lot of stuff and let go of a lot of baggage. Spirit's telling me that in the last few years you've let go of a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, and that's a good thing. And peace is in your path right now because of that. You're dissolving those unwanted and disturbing thoughts by really, you know, going inward and, you know, not even letting your mind control you. You know, I think in the past, just like me and a lot of other people, I think that a lot of times we're too much in our heads, Kelly, and I feel like that you had been there before and let your emotions override your mouth sometimes. And so, but I think we all do that sometimes. And so we got to dissolve those unwanted and disturbing thoughts. And that's what you definitely are doing. One more card. Right now, I still feel like with the search card, I still feel like that you're feeling a little lost, a little confused, a little lonely about what are your next steps on your path. Would you agree with that? Sort of feeling a little confused here?
Yeah, Michael. I've studied counseling now for 2 years, and because I had some doors closed on me, I have I don't know where it's leading. And I would like to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Goal is to kind of do some sort of humanitarian good before I leave the planet. And whether it's through writing or I really have become so fascinated with Louise Hay and that whole circuit. You see me being able to either find employment in counseling or through writing or the Louise Hay thing. Do you see that as a dream? That's one question. Then ultimately just honoring my ancestors. So do you see any of that working out?
Yeah, I definitely see writing for you would be good, keeping a journal. I actually see a couple of books inside of you that are going to be coming out here. One of them is going to be on, you know, you overcoming some of the obstacles that you've had in your life and how your spirituality has grown. I can almost see that kind of a book. And I actually see you speaking about that as well. So it feels like that there also could be some speaking engagements, you talking about spirituality in everyday life. I think that we need that in everyday life, and sometimes we forget that. And but as far as your counseling goes, I definitely see that being an opportunity. I wouldn't really see this opening up for you, Kelly. I wouldn't see this really opening up for you until next year. Sorry about that, but I really don't see it until next year.
Well, Michael, may I just interrupt for a moment? This is your intuition. I don't wait for another year.
Excuse me?
I graduate toward the end of next summer. So that is when it would only open up if... So
yeah.
You're right on
that. And I would feel that because... because I feel like it's like in the fall of next year. I feel like around maybe October, September, where a job would be popping up here. I definitely see that for you. Keep manifesting that. Keep seeing that. You know what I would do, Kelly, is I would make a vision board. And what a vision board is, you know, you're projecting what you want in your life. So I would, you know, put pictures up there of helping people, things like that. You would be really good at it. I really feel like that this is the area that Spirit has put you in. And even all that junk that you've gone through in your life, some of that I know about, and all of that was to get you to where you are right now. And because how would you know how to help people if you hadn't been through similar situations? And so hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael.
Right.
And thank you for helping others. And I really appreciate what you've given me today. And I'm going to listen in and listen to the rest of your program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly. And I'll talk to you probably after this program. Okay?
Right. Okay, I hope so. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Sandra. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are things in Canada?
Oh, they're perfect. Well, it's hot, but
it's hot. Well, hey, it's perfect here today. It's like in the 70s right now. So I'm in Kansas, so we're pretty good right now. So how can I help you today?
Well, no, I just I just sort of come across you, and I thought I'll get you to maybe pull some cards for me. That would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. Spirit's telling me that there's a particular area or a particular question that you have. Do you have something on your mind? Because I keep getting nudged by my spirit guide that there's something going on. I don't got my finger on it yet, but do you have anything particular that you're focused on?
Well, it's probably career.
Yeah, because he's telling me that there feels like that you're very stagnated right now, or you feel that way. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not just in your career, but it feels like in almost every area of your life, every area, it feels like that you just don't see any movement. You're getting really a little frustrated as far as your career goes. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
Yeah. Are you working at the moment? Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was. All right. I was a caregiver for 18 months, and she passed away.
Well, I'm sorry that she passed away, but she's, you know, on a better place, but that doesn't help you at all because you need to get some money coming in. I definitely do see some money coming in. I do see something popping here. I wouldn't see it. I hope that I'm wrong on this because I really don't see it this month. I would see it more as you go into August. I feel like that something's opening up. I do feel like that you really like the career, the caretaking stuff. I think you really like that. But also I feel like that there's something else out there. I feel like that there's a dream that you're not reaching for. There's something that you want to do but are afraid to try to reach out because it's going to take a lot of faith of you stepping out. Is there something like that? Because I keep picking that up.
Yeah, well, I'm a healer, and I'm learning a new modality of healing, which is pretty it's a little daunting, I guess, that fear of failure,
right,
so to speak. And, I mean, it's pretty amazing, but it's just doing it and as you said, take that leap of faith.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times we create that failure by even thinking that we can fail, you know. So we create that somehow, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more as we go into the show today. But the one thing I would tell you, definitely keep working as a healer. This is what you were born to do. This is what you are. And I would hate to see your fear quench that. Let me go ahead and pull a couple cards on this really quick here. Right now, reflection. The Spirit wants you to spend some time in meditation, really examining you and looking at where this fear and this doubt about this healing is coming from. Because I feel like that this is something that has been planted in you. It feels like that somebody said something way down the line somewhere, and it's still lodged in your head. And so I would really examine where this is coming from. Looking past the distortion of your mind saying that you can't do this because you can do this, because Spirit's called you to do this, and if Spirit's called you to do something, Sandra, they're not going to let you fall on your face. Where this isn't going to happen. Definitely see this working out for you. The dream card, insight, breakthrough. So I definitely see a lot of things popping here. August, I do see some money coming in here. I do feel like you're going to take care of somebody else here until this thing takes off with your healing work. which I would see more at the end of the year where this is really going to start taking off. So I would definitely see that and definitely keep manifesting that. Okay?
All right. No, that's terrific. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. All right. Appreciate
calling. Thank you. You too, Michael. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose. And then before I talk to Rose, let me give you the call-in number to the program. 347-327-9316. I think what's going on, I think a lot of people are still on vacation. We did have a 4th of July. There's a lot of, you know, it's sort of strange. A lot of towns around me are going to be shooting off fireworks tonight. And I know that some towns shot off fireworks yesterday. And then on the 4th, of course. So I guess if you want to watch fireworks over and over, I guess that's good. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to Rose. So, hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Can you hear me? Well, I woke up to RFH today, and I would just like a general message, please.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on. Okay, hold on for just a minute. I know who you are, but could you say your first name out loud?
Rose.
Okay, thank you. And I don't want you to say this other person's name on air, but I want you to visualize them in your head for a minute so I can tap into the energy here. Okay. Thank you. Okay. The one thing that I would tell you, Rose, today's going to be a little testing on you. Sorry, this is what I'm seeing. If possible, I would try to separate myself today.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, if this is possible, I would go do something else. I wouldn't be there. So let me pull some cards on this, and let me see if the cards show us something else here. But let me go ahead. Right now, you're in a period, you know, you're really planning your future. You're planning, you know, your life going back home and stuff like that. So you are in a place of regeneration, rebirth, and positive outcome right now. So don't let this little setback today stop you from seeing that, okay? A lot of times we have these things, these obstacles that pop up that they try to, you know, we're all happy and we're all, you know, puffed up and stuff. And then, you know, it feels like that something comes along and takes a pin and blows up our little balloon. And that makes us mad and frustrates us.
Yeah, bingo, so, that's where I am.
Yeah, that's where you are, yeah. So you were all excited, all happy, and then you're allowing this person to be that pin and pop in your balloon. Don't let that happen, okay? Reinforce your balloon, okay? But because you are in a place of regeneration and rebirth, use your wisdom and knowledge and spiritual understanding that is inside of you. You know a lot of stuff, Rose. You don't give yourself credit. You know a lot of spiritual stuff that you just don't give yourself credit knowing. And I've known you for a while now. I've watched a continuation of your growth. And one thing that I would tell you is you need to do some meditation today and tap in to the energy inside of you, because the energy inside of you has that wisdom that you need to get through today, okay? Don't let this person or this situation pop your pin, okay? In your balloon, all right? So let
me
go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
One more card. Oh, you're just cutting me off.
I'm going to mute, though, because.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. Oh, I see. All right. Clearing away obstacles, protection and guidance, the Gasha card. So, all right. So that's what's going on. There are obstacles clearing out of your path, and I didn't see your note until right now. But I do appreciate you, Rose, and I do appreciate you helping me today. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316 so is the call-in number to this program. Okay? You know, the one thing I want to talk about today, and just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in. So if you're wanting to call in, just call in. Okay? It's not rude. It's just, you know, life. All right. So the one that I want to talk about today is walking by faith. What does that mean? What does that mean? Walking by faith. And, you know, I grew up in church, and a lot of you have grown up in church, and you know, I don't really read a lot of scripture on this show. I don't do a lot of that. But there's one that I want to share with you today really quick here, and it's in 2 Corinthians 5:7, and it says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And that's how I want to start this talk today with you. We walk by faith, not by sight. A lot of times, and what that means to me anyhow, I'm going to break it down to tell you what it means to me. And what it means to me is, you know, I can't really trust everything that my mind is showing me. Because we live in a world, a lot of times, of illusion. We're seeing things that are not real. And I know that's a little confusing, but it's true. And so we have to walk by faith. We have to know that there's something bigger than us, something inside of us, something leading us to something else. Because there is a new heaven and a new earth that is coming to our planet. And we have to believe that and know that. A lot of our spiritual journey, my friends, is walking by faith. You know, knowing that Spirit's with us. A lot of what I do is by faith. Because I know that there is something bigger than me. And I've known that ever since I was little. I've known that there has been something else happening in my life. Happening in your life. It's walking by faith. But there's one obstacle that is in our path that starts with an F2, and it's fear. And I want to go over really quick here 9 steps to overcoming and releasing fear. Okay. Number 1, feel your feelings. Okay. Feel your feelings. One of the most powerful ways to heal and to grow is to allow yourself to stay with what you're feeling. You're not fear, you're just experiencing some fear. Okay? So what that means is this. And I think that could go with any of our emotions. I think a lot of times we make ourselves our emotion. I want to say that again. I want you to listen to what Spirit's trying to say here, okay? I'm not in a big hurry today, so we're just going to slow down, and I believe that Spirit really wants to talk to us, so please have ears to hear, okay? One of the most powerful ways to heal and to grow is to allow yourself to stay with what you're feeling. You're not fear, you're just experiencing some fear. Remember this, you are a spiritual being having human experiences, okay? But you are not your experiences. And I think that if we can get that into our spirit, then things would go a lot easier for us. Okay? We are not our experiences. We are one thing only, and that's one thing that we will always remain, and that is a spiritual being housed in a human form, having human experiences. Emotions are experiences. They don't last forever. And you are definitely not your emotion. Okay? So, let's say, right now, I have a little bit of fear. I'm going on a trip here soon, and I have a little bit of fear. Okay? I'm experiencing that emotion of fear, but I am not that fear. Okay? Anytime that we have new things in our life, we're going to have a little bit of apprehension, a little bit of fear. Remember, I talked about the job thing, okay? Or if you're starting a new school or a new career or new anything, you're going to have a little bit of apprehension. I remember the very first time that I went to pick up my, which was going to end up being my wife, which ended up being an ex-wife. But, you know, I remember the first time that I wanted to take her out on a date, I had to go to her house and I had to meet her parents. You can imagine that I had a whole bunch of apprehension. I had a whole bunch of fear. And but I overcame that, and we had a wonderful time, and her parents ended up being really nice, and so but I would have never known that if I had let my fear crippled me. You know, I had my faith in myself, that, you know, and that's one thing that we have to do, and I think that a lot of times we have to have faith in ourselves, confidence in ourselves, that we can overcome all things. And how I know that we can overcome all things is that we have a spirit within us that is an overcoming spirit. And the one thing that I would tell you, and I think this will help you a little bit, when you're experiencing life as a spiritual being, I think this will really help you, is spirit is putting you in situations and circumstances to help you grow, have the ability to overcome those things. Spirit wouldn't put you in those things. Okay? Let me say that again. Spirit puts experiences in our life. Everything that is happening to you or has happened to you has been orchestrated by the spirit within you to help you reach a higher goal, to help you realize that you are a powerful being. You are a powerful creator inside of you. A lot of you have gone through a lot of stuff, but you've gone through them. You're not there. Our experiences don't last forever and ever. They come, they go, things change, okay? So feel your feelings, all right? It's fleeting. It won't kill you. It's like a cloud passing over your head. Feelings come, feelings go, just like the weather, okay? You are not in winter all year round. Well, maybe if you're in Alaska, but... But you know what I'm trying to say. They come, they go. So let's say that you're a little frustrated right now. Feel it, experience it, learn from it, and say goodbye to it. Because it won't be there forever. Okay? You know, it's like with our loved ones. You know, I think a lot of times... we take things for granted. Bear with me for just a second. This is a little side card. It's not actually on the thing I want to talk about, but something the spirit wants to talk about. You know, I think a lot of times we take people for granted. You know, I think that we need to appreciate people more, and we need to be kind a little bit better, and we need to love a little better, and watch what we say to one another, and what we write to one another. And that was free. That didn't cost you anything. All right. Define the unknown. Often our fears are unfounded. Figments of our imagination are simply not based on fact or reality. If you break down fear, you know, it might not be real. A lot of, you know, most of my life, when I was a teenager, even in my 20s, my 30s, I was afraid of a whole bunch of stuff. I was very fear-based. I was afraid of my own shadow at times. That's how fearful I was. But you know that a lot of my fears were unfounded? A lot of the things that I worried about never happened? And that's fear. We're afraid that this is going to happen. You know, I could sit around right now. Like I said, I'm planning a trip. And I could sit around And my mind, if I let my mind run rapid here, my mind can come up with all kinds of craziness about this trip ahead. But I'm not going to allow that to happen because I know that this has been orchestrated by the Spirit within me, and everything's going to be cool and everything's going to be great, and it is my fears and my stuff trying to get in the way of this. Okay? Because I believe that this is a stepping stone to something bigger than I can even imagine. Okay, so research, explore, and seek out resources to help you have a better understanding of the change that lies before you or the area you're moving into. Okay, let's say you're getting ready to move into a brand new neighborhood that you've never lived in. Do some research. You know, check it out. You know, maybe you're going to a new town. Check it out. See what's there. You know, I've done some research on where I'm going. I know a lot about the town, that the two towns that I'm going to be in, the town that I'm going to be staying in and the town that I'm going to have my event in. I've done a lot of research. That has helped me overcome my fear because in some ways I know, I sort of feel like I've been there before. I feel like that I know the place. I have a picture of the town that I'm having my event as my background on my computer to make me feel like I've been there, like there is nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. So let's do some research. You know, check it out. Figure out what's going on. Starting a new job, learn about the job. Learn about the company. It will make you more comfortable, okay? Become comfortable, step three. Become comfortable living in the unknown. Many situations are out of our control at times. We simply have no idea what the future holds. Even if you're a psychic, there are times, my friends, that I don't know everything. And there are probably reasons for that. Okay? This is particularly true when you're taking risks. Living in the unknown is an uncomfortable state for most of us. However, this is a time when many experiences the greatest personal professional growth. We have to release expectations. Focus your energy on what you can control. Trust yourselves and your instincts and breathe. Again, uncomfortable situations will not last forever. They come, they go. I mean, I think that we need to realize that. They come, they go. I want you to say that with me. Situations in my life, say it with me. Situations in my life come and go. Say it again. Situations in my life come and go. Nothing stays the same forever. They don't. A few years ago, I was going through what I would call some really uncomfortable situations in my own life. And I thought that that was never going to end. My mind convinced me that it would go on and on and on and on like the song that never ends. But do you know that it ended? That it changed? And do you know that I'm stronger and better than I was because of the situation I went through? See, I think what's happening, my friends, is what we're doing is we're seeing the situation as something bad, and so we're creating it to be something bad. Let's say that a bad situation can be a good situation. It's in the way we are perceiving things. You know, this situation with me getting ready to go on this trip is new. The people that are having me come out there, I know them a little bit, but don't know them that great. I'm going to spend a lot of time with them. Probably by the end of that trip, we'll know each other pretty well. And that's good. That's an awesome thing. You know, it's how we look at things. I could go, man, you know, this is going to be really uncomfortable, and I'm going to be uncomfortable for the next 5 days. No, I'm going to see it as a growing place. I'm going to see it as a learning experience. I'm going to learn things about myself and learn things about some people that I really care about but don't know that well. So I think that this is going to be an awesome thing. Following what I'm saying? So we got to be become comfortable living in the unknown. Do you know that we live in a world of unknowns? Do you know that right now you don't know if you're going to be alive in an hour? Have you ever thought about that? I'm not trying to creep fear, but I'm just trying to show you something. We don't know what's going to happen an hour from now. We live in a world that is ever-changing, constantly moving, and we don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. So we can be uncomfortable living in a world of unknowns, but that is not how Spirit has created us. Spirit has created us to be comfortable in every situation, because in every situation, Spirit has orchestrated it. And if we can get that in our heads, if we can really understand that, life will be a whole lot easier. There'll be some people that will be disagreeing with what I'm saying today, and that's okay. You're entitled to disagree. I'm just telling you what I feel. What I feel in my spirit. We live in a world of unknowns. And there's a lot of things that we cannot control. One thing I'm learning in my life is I cannot control other people. I cannot control if they write me and tell me things that are not true. I can't control that. But I can control how I react to that. How I respond to that. The only thing that we really have control over, my friends, is us. We have no control over any other situation in our lives. Yesterday, find an example. Yesterday, things were going great here. I live with my parents at the moment, and my parents are up in years a little bit. Things seemed okay yesterday. I lay down, was going to take a nap. And I was laying in bed. My dad was scrubbing floors. My mom was in the living room. My mom is in a wheelchair. And I was laying in bed. My spirit guide said, you might want to get up. She's about to fall. I was getting out of bed. And you heard. She fell down. Things changed. Luckily, she didn't get hurt bad. She did go get checked out. And luckily, she's okay. That's what I'm saying. Things can change in an instant. Things can change in an instant. Okay, so we got to become comfortable living in the unknown. Okay, so then, what step is that? Anybody know what number we're on? 3, I think. Okay, 4. Ask for support. You never, ever have to go through a change alone. We all need a support system. Luckily for me, I have some awesome people that Spirit has put into my path that I call not just friends. I call them my brothers. I call them my sisters because that's what they mean to me. Man, I'm tearing up thinking about it. Because I haven't always had that. I haven't always had a support system around me. There have been times in my life, my friends, that I felt like I was all alone fighting a gigantic world that I didn't understand. A world of unknowns. And if you think you're fighting a monster all by yourself, that can be a little scary. So what you have to realize is that you are not in the world by yourself. Do you know that our world has billions of people in it? We're not by ourselves. Some of those billions of people are awesome, and then some of them need still some work. But that's okay because we're still working on us. But we need a support system, okay? So create a support system to assist you in brainstorming, processing ideas, sorting through options, seeing things in new ways. Right now, I have a friend that I go to because, yeah, I'm a little nervous about this trip. But I go to them, and they talk to me and say, Michael, you know, look at it differently. See it differently. Okay? Sharing personal fears with close friends or colleagues is often one of the fastest ways to turn the boogeyman into a smurf. I was thinking about that. I was thinking, man, that's pretty awesome. Have you ever seen a smurf? A smurf is blue and so let's turn our boogeymans, our fears, into smurfs. So take the situation that you, right now, that your mind has created in your head somewhere, your biggest fear, your biggest thing that is holding you back, and turn that into a smurf. Number 5, I believe. Play the what if game. Ask and answer, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen to me if I... So what is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you if you... And write the answers down. Many times we're so paralyzed by the thought of the worst thing coming true that we make a mountain out of a molehill. I lived in Kansas City for a while, and I didn't really want to move back to where I live now. But I'm glad I did, because a lot of things have happened here that wouldn't have had happened that have helped my growth. But I went through, man, you know, I thought this was going to happen, and that was going to happen, and that was going to happen, and that was going to happen. And I was so afraid to move back here because I had convinced myself that there was a gigantic boogeyman waiting to eat me when I got back here. Wasn't. And like I said, some really awesome things took place moving back to here. Wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't probably even be doing this show right now if I still lived in Kansas City. Because I wouldn't be on the path that Spirit wanted me on. And that's one thing that we have to realize. We have to go by faith. So if Spirit is saying, okay, hey, Becky, I want you to, you know, start a metaphysical bookstore. Okay, Becky doesn't know how to start a metaphysical bookstore, but she heard that voice really clear, so she's going to start putting into play things to create that bookstore. Okay? But then she could also start having some doubts and saying, I don't know about this. That's a big, huge job. And you know, I'm not going to get the finances. Nobody's going to come there. Following what I'm saying? So either her faith is going to project her forward or her fear is going to keep her crippled. It's as simple as that, guys. This is not rocket science. We're either allowing our fears to keep us crippled and to keep us stagnated, or we are letting our faith to move us forward. It comes down to that. It comes down to two things, fear or faith. Simple. Take baby steps. One of the main reasons many of us abandon our ideas, job changes, new businesses, etc., is we become overwhelmed thinking about everything that needs to be done. When I started this business years ago, 2006, I stepped out, and trust me, there was a lot of apprehension. There was a lot of fear, a lot of unknown. And there still are a lot of unknowns with us. But I trust the Spirit within me that called me to do what I'm doing. But if I had sat around and thought, okay, this has to be done and that has to be done and this has to be taken care of, it would have been overwhelming and I would have quit long ago. W- what is happening to us, please listen, what is happening to us is that we are getting overwhelmed. Our mind is overwhelming us. Let's get out of our heads and into our heart and into center. We're becoming overwhelmed. No wonder we have blood pressure problems. No wonder we have health issues, because we're stressing our little selves out. And we're doing it to ourselves. So if you're feeling a little overwhelmed today, get you a checklist right now. Get you a piece of paper and write down on that piece of paper the things that you have to accomplish today and put them in the priority that they need to be done. Then take them one thing at a time. And if you don't get to the bottom of your list, my friends, it's not the end of the world. We got to stop overwhelming ourselves. Baby steps. A lot of you listening to me, you want to be already at the end of the finish line. That's not how it works. Baby steps. Okay? Baby steps. Trust. One other step. Trust. Timing is everything. Make plans and watch the universe laugh at you. That's a saying. Planning and goals are wonderful, but realize that there is an ebb and a flow to everything in life, and often we don't accomplish things in the manner in which we have anticipated. I want to talk about something. You're saying, well, you're already talking about something, but I want to talk about something that I did to myself. In May, I had an event in Springfield, Missouri, and everything showed me on paper that that event was sold out. I anticipated that that event was sold out, and I was so excited because I had one of my friends going, and I was thinking, man, he's going to be so impressed because he had been there with me before, and it had been slow. At this time, there was supposed to be 40 people in the room. Okay? I thought, man, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be so great. It was time for the event to start. There weren't 40 people in the room. There were some really awesome people in the room, but I allowed my stuff to get in the way, and it affected things for a minute. We have to accept things as they are, not as we would like them to be. That event turned out to be an awesome event once I got out of myself and back into spirit. But for a minute, I felt disappointed. I felt all those things. And I could have allowed that to end a wonderful time, but I didn't. I moved forward. We have to get into the ebb and flow. Everything has its own ebb and flow. Our lives have its own ebb and flow. And things are not going to go, I hate to tell you, I got news for you. If you plan something, Spirit's going to be in the mix of that to get you out of that. And that's one thing I'm learning in my life. I plan, yes. But I also give myself enough room in my life to let Spirit do what Spirit wants to do. It's like with this show. There's no plans for this show. I just come, I open my mouth, and I say something. And hopefully it's something that it helps. Trust. You know, we got to trust Spirit. Trust that everything happens for a reason. And when the timing is right, everything will click into place. The one thing that we have to realize, my friends, is that Spirit, this is the hardest thing for me to learn. This was the hardest thing for me to learn in my life. And I still have some struggles with this. Spirit does not work on my timeline. Does not go by my clock. Does not go by what I want. And a lot of times I'm thankful for that, because if Spirit had given me everything that I thought should have been in my life, I don't know. I wouldn't be here, I don't think. You know, yes, it's disappointing sometimes when things don't work out the way we think they should have worked out. But what we're forgetting is that there is a bigger picture that we need to see. There's a bigger hand in the mix here. We got to see that, and sometimes that's hard. So trust that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And when the timing is right, everything will come together the way it is supposed to come together for your higher good. Be gentle with yourself. If you're battling fears, know you are in good company. Everyone battles them. Everyone has them. There is not a person on this planet that doesn't have some kind of fear. So you're not alone. Everybody has them. But everybody's not crippled by them. We can use our fears to move us forward, to project us to the future that Spirit wants for us. Be kind to yourself. Do you know that you guys are way too hard on yourself? I'm way too hard on myself? We're doing the best we can. You know, that's what happened yesterday. Yesterday I was in a situation and maybe, you know, I didn't handle the situation totally perfectly right, but I was doing the best I could. And that's what we got to do. You know, trust you're doing the best you can where you are. And just as you would tell a friend, keep on trying. You're doing great. I know you're on the right track. Do you know that we need to tell ourselves that more often? Do you know that we need to be our best cheerleader? So maybe you're screwing up a little bit here and there. Keep trying. You can't, if you stop now, you're never going to know what you could have accomplished. I want to say that again. If you quit right now on your spiritual journey, you are going to miss some wonderful opportunities that are up your path, and you are never going to be able to tap into the Spirit within you and into all the potential that is inside of you, and you will never have the wonderful life that you were meant to have because you quit. Spirit doesn't want you to quit, but we have free will, we have free choice. You do not have to awaken if you don't want to awaken. That is your choice. But I don't know who would choose that, but that's totally your choice. Okay? Set yourself up to succeed. When looking at whatever it is you want to create in your life, ask yourself, what do I need to set myself up for success? Stock the cupboards of your emotional, your physical, yourself. Build your energy reserves. Make your self-care a priority. Okay, the one thing that I see us doing a lot, and I'm guilty of this, so I will admit that I'm guilty of this, okay? We're not eating right. Physically, we are not eating right. Our bodies are not getting the minerals, the vitamins, all the stuff that it needs to fuel. We are putting junk into our system, and then we're wondering why we feel the way we feel. It doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out if we're stuffing ourselves with sugar and junk, we're going to get a little sluggish, and we're not going to be able to do what Spirit's called us to do. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. We got to take care of ourselves, guys. We only have one physical body right now. Right now, you have one physical body. Your spirit is housed in your body. And we have a certain length of time that we're supposed to be on this planet. But we can mess that up a little bit if we don't take care of the house. Let's say that you live in a physical house. A lot of you live in physical houses. Okay? Let's say that you just let that house go, that you never check the roof, you never paint, you never put in new windows. What's going to happen to your house? What's going to happen to it? It's probably going to start leaking. It's probably going to start falling apart. Probably going to start having some plumbing problems. Going to have some electrical problems, probably. Might even burn your house down. I don't know. We got to take care of ourselves. Okay? Let me go back over to my switchboard, see if anybody's over there, wants to talk to me. Oh, some people called in. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, appreciate you calling in. Diane, you've been waiting for a while, so I appreciate you so much. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Well, Spirit told me to see if Michael was on. It's been a while. And you
well,
were
Michael,
on, and you sound like
on.
A minister.
I know. Hey, it's that Pentecostal background coming out sometimes. So, but yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. I have that too.
Yeah.
I just want to know about. I don't know if I want to call it an opportunity or not yet, but
okay.
How can I say this? A group of people, a non-profit organization, I'll just say the name TJ.
Okay.
Is that something that I should get into? Will it benefit me? Or
yeah, it would definitely else? It would definitely benefit you, and you're allowing, this is a good subject for today, you're allowing your fears to come in here. But this is a great opportunity. This was actually orchestrated by the spirit within you. So I would not let this opportunity pass me by. If you do, it's not going to be good. I mean, you will continue on your path. It's just going to take you a little longer. These people are definitely put in your path for a reason. So I would definitely get involved with them. I only see positive things here. So it's all green lighted to me. The thing and spirit saying to me is go, go, go. So I would definitely get involved.
Well, I'm so glad I called you because someone else told me that they didn't feel good about it, but I got
yeah.
the feeling that they were just using their own ego and not really
yeah.
like you did. So I was kind of directed
yeah.
to call you.
Okay, yeah, well,
and, then I'm
well,
going to go
and,
right
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, well, and the thing is the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, yeah, you got two different opinions. You got two different people telling you two different things. The one thing that I would tell you is trust the intuition that is inside of you, okay? Readers, all we do is we tell you what we're seeing and what we're feeling. But the one thing that I would tell you with anybody is you got your own intuition. Trust that, okay? And that will lead you right. But I would definitely go with this. Everything shows me that this is good, okay?
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you know that you've told me a lot of the right things in the past, so I probably
yeah,
should have just asked you.
So,
but
so
you were the one
well,
that I saw
yeah.
having a show.
Yeah, so I would go with a track record. You know, if you're with somebody that you know has told you things in the past that's worked out, I would stick with that person. So, all right.
Well, what you're good for, Michael, I just want to say this on the air, is you know, well, like when you're traveling everywhere and you don't know where you are, you can call
right.
Michael and say, should I leave today or should
yeah.
I take this road?
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
really good about telling the right road to take and
yeah.
whether you
say,
stay or
yeah,
leave.
Say, yeah, say, stay or leave, yeah. So, hey, so if everybody's out there on a trip, call me and I'll give you some direction. So, but I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, going to be a spiritual GPS, I guess. All right, we need a lot of those. You know, we have a spiritual GPS built inside of us, so we might want to pay attention to that. Sonia, hopefully I said your name right. Hi. Hello.
Thank you for
taking
my call. Hello.
Hi, there you are. I didn't hear you for a second. I was like, where are you?
All
right, how can I help?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm calling because... the things are not great at where I'm working right now. So I decided to update my resume and I applied for a position. Mm-hmm. And within like the next day, they called me and they said they wanted me to come in for a test. Mm-hmm. I did. And then
okay.
after the test, I actually chatted a bit with a recruiter and whatnot. And then by the time I got home, I already have an email for an interview, and I have an interview coming up this Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. You have a job.
I do.
Yeah, this is a job. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just get to the bottom line here. And all those things are great. And I'm glad all things are working out that way. But this is definitely a job. You are definitely working there. I would say by next week.
Right.
Yeah, you're working. This is you moving forward. So don't be afraid. You know, anytime we start a new job, anytime, you know, things happen, you know, we're a little apprehensive, a little fearful. But this is going to be a great opportunity for you. So congratulations on this. Because I definitely see it happening. It's been a long time coming, but you definitely need to get out of where you're working now. And so, yeah, this is your spirit inside of you putting you in a position to move you forward. And this is only the beginning of the movement forward for you. So there's going to be some great opportunities that come into your path because of this job and actually moving you to something else. But this is a step, okay?
Right. No, because the thing is that even this job I have now, it was a long commute. It's
right.
2 years. I was there close 2 years. But, you know, it was
right.
like a stepping stone. It was a good experience.
Right.
But, you know, I can't be there, you know, waiting for the ship to sink. You know what I mean?
No. Right, yeah.
You got to
move on and you got to look at myself. Yeah, you got to look at it yourself. And like you said, it was an experience, you know, and experiences come and go, just like jobs. And so now you're moving into a new experience and into a new future ahead of you. So I'm excited for you. So congratulations and thanks for calling.
Thank you. No problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. So, you know, that's a fine example of what I've been trying to say today. You know, it's like a job. She had a job for 2 years. It was an experience. It ended. Or are going to end here, and then she's going to step into a new experience, a new area. So we got to be open to all that. All right? So let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on this call. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yes, I spoke to you once before, quite a while ago, and you picked up ancient Egypt, that we had a connection there.
Okay.
And I'd just like to know anything else you have around that.
Okay. Let me see if I can. I remember you.
You asked me to email you. I tried. It's just for whatever reason, I had to wait till now.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Spirit has a way of timing. Let me see what's going on here, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second here because I need to go into a different energy to look at this. So hold up for just a second, okay?
All right.
Okay, I keep seeing like I'm just gonna start telling you what I'm seeing in my vision here, okay? And I don't know how it all fits together. I will tell you that right now, but I'm gonna just tell you what I'm seeing, okay? What I'm seeing is a lot of pyramids, and I feel like that you're in some kind of a gown, in front of this pyramid. And there's people around you. So I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what I'm seeing. It's like you're on a throne or something in front of a pyramid and talking to people. I feel more like as a teacher or something like that, passing down wisdom. I keep picking wisdom and guidance here. Would that make any sense to you? Why would I see something like that?
Yes, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I just heard you. I don't know if you were talking.
Oh, because I heard muted when you went into your meditation, so you did mute me out. But anyway, yes, that would make a lot of sense to me.
Okay, yeah, and I feel like that in this lifetime, you're stepping into the power you had back then. The one thing that I would really watch, the only thing that I would have a warning from you for Spirit would be, you know, communication, being clear, on telling people what you want and what you're bringing into your life. The one thing that I would tell you is you're very powerful. You have a lot of energy inside of you that you are learning to tap into. I think you're aware of that. And so, you know, just be really careful how you're using that. because you definitely have a lot of power within you. You were very powerful back then, and that energy is still with you in this lifetime as well.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds correct as well. And I shall be careful. I shall walk with spirit every step of the way. Every step of the way. Thank you, Michael. Nice
you're
to see
you're
you
welcome. Good. All right. You have a great day, okay?
I will. You too. Peace.
All right, bye-bye. You too. All right. Yeah. And you know, that's one thing that we have to realize. You know, we have to realize that we are powerful beyond... I want you to get something in your head right now. I want you to... Okay. I want everybody listening to my voice right now, live or archive, I want you to do something for me. I want you to close your eyes. If you're listening to this show live or if you're listening to this show archive, I want you to close your eyes. Okay? I'm going to wait for a second as the energy shifts here. I want you to close your eyes. Do you know that you're allowing your fears to beat you up? You are. You're allowing your fears to hold you back. So what I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself a question while you have your eyes closed of why are you allowing this? I want you to listen to what spirit wants to say to your spirit within you, and that's why I want you to your eyes closed. Because it goes back to the scripture I started the show with, that we walk by faith, not by sight. We're letting our minds and our eyes lead us. We need to let the spirit within us lead us. So the spirit within you wants to talk to you for a minute, using me to do that, and I want you to listen to what spirit wants to say to you. You are a spiritual being. That is one thing that you always will be. We come to you at this moment in time to tell you that you are allowing yourselves to be crippled by the fear. For we have not given you a spirit of fear, but we have given you a spirit of power and of might and of a sound mind. We are not angry with you, for we do not work in a place of anger. We do not work in a place of there. But we come to you today to tell you that we love you and we want you to work in spirit and in might and not in fear. We want you to step out of your boxes and out of those limited belief systems and into a world that is beyond anything that you could ever imagine. You say, I don't have this, but are you creating that? We ask you today, what are you manifesting? What are you bringing into your life? What are you drawing into yourselves? We only talk to you today out of a place of love and light, for we are concerned about you. For you are allowing yourselves to be so limited, and that is not what you are designed to do. You are designed to shine brighter than you are shining at the moment. We come to you today to let you know that it is your time to shine, not to shrink back. Do not be afraid of the light within you. Embrace the light within you and move forward. Walk by faith, not by sight. We come to you today to let you know that it is time for you to be all that you are meant to be. We cannot pull you forward. You have to step forward. It is not our job to pull you forward, but it is our job to lead you forward. To encourage you, to empower you, to love you. And we do. We come to you today to let you know that all things are passed away and all things are becoming new if you allow it to happen. You and your world is constantly changing. Even in the time that you've listened to this program, you have changed if you allow that change to take place. Your world is not even the same that it was even yesterday. It has changed. There are great changes and great things coming. Some of them can possibly make you fearful if you allow it to. Some things that you have embraced are about to pass away, but it is not to put you into a place of fear, but it is to bring something new to you. You have to put away the old to embrace the new sometimes. Some of you will understand what we are trying to say to you today, and some of you will not get it yet. All spiritual teachers from the very beginning of time have had one message, and one message only will always be, and that is to love yourself and to love one another. Any other message is important, but not as important as this one. I know that a lot of you do not understand the weather patterns of late and do not understand why certain things have happened on your planet, but these things have to happen for change to come. It is just the way it is. And once you realize that there are some things that you cannot control, which is everything you cannot control, anything, then you will understand that it all comes down to one thing and one thing only, and that is trust. That is what we are trying to teach you to do with yourselves and to trust the spirit within you. But again, how can you trust something that you cannot hold or that you cannot see? But that is your human thinking, not your spirit thinking. This is where things get mixed up a little. Working in spirit is a place of trust, for it is a place of unseen things. But it is a wonderful place once you step into it, once you embrace it, and I know you will. I leave you at this moment and return you to Michael. But I leave you with one thing, and that is my love for you. For you are the I Am energy, and so am I. Now I return you to Michael. Okay. We're going to take a break really quick here. And let's go ahead and put on a song. I need a little break after that. How about we play this song? Actually, let's go with this one. Well, maybe. There we go.
Sometimes you just... you have to have a talk with God. Just let him know what's on your heart. As I sit and try to figure out just why I see
Okay. I just got a note from Rose that we need to pray about something. There's a, according to what I'm reading through Rose, there's a plane that crashed at the airport. Let me see if I can pull something up really quick here and see if I can get you some more information on this really quick here. So we're going to pray. Let me see if I can pull something up really quick. Okay. I have it in front of me. A Boeing 777 crashes at San Francisco Airport. I don't have any more information than that at the moment. So let me see if I can see anything on this. This is things change. Now with this, happening, I could go into a place of fear and say, I'm getting ready to fly. These things happen. This is an awful thing that has taken place. It was operated by Asian Airlines. It crashed while landing. Let's see if I can give you any more information. I don't have anything. My computer is not working here. So let's go ahead and pray for this. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we don't understand things like this. And sometimes during these times, we go into a place of questioning of why you allow certain things to happen. But again, it goes back to us trusting you. It goes back to us leaning on you. It goes back to having faith in you. For all things work for good in some way. We don't understand why this has happened, but we pray right now for all those involved in this, all of those that have been impacted by this. And Father, Mother God, we pray right now for every other airplane that is in the air or will be in the air later. We pray right now that you cover every airplane right now with white light. That you cover every passenger that is going to be getting on a plane today with white light. For there's a lot of people right now, Father, Mother, God, that are in airports seeing this on TV. So there's a lot of fear going on right now. And we pray that these people do not work from a place of fear, but they work from a place of trust and a place of faith in you. For I've been in airports. There's big TVs in airports. So I'm sure that this is being shown in some airports right now. And people have radios and cell phones. And so I speak to fear. And I say, go away. And let faith prevail. Let trust in the spirit within each person be what guides them today in this situation. And we say namaste and we say amen. Thank you, Rose, for the heads up. So, when these things happen on our planet and things are happening, guys, every day something is happening. I could go to CNN right now and pull you up all kinds of stories about things that are on our planet that impact us. There are people that just are out there to destroy other people, and I don't get those kind of people. I don't understand those kind of people. But I don't work from a place of fear. I remember right after 9/11, I was supposed to fly to Ohio not long after that. Was I a little apprehensive? Was I a little bit of afraid? Yes. I hadn't flown for a while. And I hadn't flown, you know, after that. But I trusted the spirit within me, and I started talking to myself, and I said, you know, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. And I had a wonderful trip, but I could have allowed my fear to cripple me and hold me from some wonderful things that I experienced on that trip that helped me grow into the person I am today. I have a fly that, for whatever reason, has decided to attack me, but that's okay. We have to deal with that. Live radio. Maybe he wants to talk or something, I don't know. But the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, continue to always trust spirit and continue to do that. Rose, could you check that call that just came in for me, please? I know who it is, I believe, but can you screen that call for me if you are listening to me? If not, I'll take it here in a minute. Okay, thanks. Okay, while Rose is doing that, I'm going to see if I can find out any more news on what's going on. All right. So, let's see if I can find out anything else here. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, there's a lot of stuff in other countries, Egypt. There's a lot of unrest right now in Egypt, and we need to pray for Egypt. I was just instructed by the spirit within me. Connie, can you please hold on, the one that just called in, and because I would, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Nelson Mandela is, if you don't know who Nelson Mandela is, he's about to make a transition. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of changes going on our planet right now. And one of those places that are chaotic that could affect the United States is Egypt. And, you know, they have a lot of unrest, have had a lot of unrest for the last couple of years. And, again, they are in a place of turmoil. I don't really follow the news a lot. But I just saw that again, and so let's pray for the Egypt and that everything calms down and goes according to the plan that Spirit would have. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray for Egypt right now, and Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, you know, I don't know him personally, of course, but I know of him, and he did a lot of stuff in his life. You know, he still are teaching a lot of people in his passing many wonderful lessons here. And so let's pray for Nelson Mandela and Egypt as we get ready to close out for today. Father, Mother God, right now we just pray for Egypt, and we pray that you would just move right now in this situation and that you would just calm everybody down. There's a lot of people with different opinions and different things, and all we pray for right now is for peace. And we pray that you would get them stability. They need stability. And I know that you can grant that to them. There's a lot of people that would say, well, Michael, you're praying for an impossibility. I don't believe in a spirit of impossibilities. I believe in a spirit of possibilities. And so I speak peace right now into Egypt and into every heart of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every animal, everything in Egypt. I speak peace into them right now and into that situation. And right now, as Nelson Mandela lays in a hospital bed, Spirit, I ask that you would surround him right now with angels and that you would help him make this transition to the other side. And Father, Mother, God, that you would also grant wisdom to the people that are in control in some ways of the situation. And I pray that you would give them the wisdom to know when it is time to let him go. Because there's a lot of people holding him in place right now. Let them have the wisdom to know when it is time to let him go. And we wish him well on his transition to his new life. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi, Connie. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just wanted to say I really like the topic that you were speaking on. And I have had a lot of stuff occur in my life. And something that I believe in is that all of our lives are a miracle just to begin with. I mean, if we studied how the body works at all, it's a miracle that we ever take a breath, all the things that happen. And so it's easy to get caught up in all these things outside of ourselves and say, well, nothing good ever happens and all. And you know about my life and the struggles that I face every day, you know, just walking and different things. And it's so easy to say that there's not anything good happening when there are massive miracles happening all the time, good stuff. We just don't always see it. We have to look for it.
Right.
And it's so easy to get caught up in a cloud that we put around ourselves and thinking, but I don't see anything good. I mean, it doesn't come to us the way we expect it to.
Right.
Instead of allowing it, spirit to unfold it the way that it's meant to come.
Right.
And so anyway, I just kind of really love that. And I did kind of want to know if there's a message for me. I've had some questions about ancestor stuff, and I was just kind of wondering if the spirit had a message for me.
The one thing that I would tell you is just trust. Hold on, I'm going to have to close this mic because I'm getting feedback for some reason. But the one thing that I would tell you is just trust the spirit within you. I definitely have a lot of ancestors around you. You have a lot of people around you at this moment, actually, that I'm seeing in spirit here. And the card that I pulled for you is a search card. And I feel like that you're feeling a little lost, maybe a little confused today. I know that you're dealing with a lot of emotional stuff right now. One thing that I would tell you is just be kind to yourself and let that happen. You definitely are in a place of movement right now. The Eternal Dance card shows me that. You know, looking beyond the veil of illusion. We talked a little bit briefly about that on the show today. You did a really good job of that. Spirit wants to give you a pat on the back because you're doing a really good job. And then creating harmony through balance, finding that yin-yang. And so hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you calling in. I'm going to open your mic really quick here. So hopefully that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We are done with calls for today. I want, as we get ready to close today, I want to give you a heads up again. Some of you might not have been listening at the beginning of the show. I am running a special for this weekend only. It is a $10 reading with me. That's about 10 minutes. It might go a little longer than that, but $10. You know, that's only this weekend. I have never offered that before. A lot of you have $10 that you could get a reading with. You know, think about it. No pressure from me. You know, if you feel like you're supposed to get a reading from me, go ahead and book that. Also, I will tell you, if you don't want it this weekend, I would book it this weekend, okay? I will honor that if you go ahead and book those, okay? So maybe you're saying, well, I don't know. I don't really want a reading today, Michael, but I would like to take care. I would like to take a chance of this, and so you can. Just go ahead, schedule it, book it, pay for it. Okay, and so, but that's $10 reading this weekend only. That will end at midnight Sunday. Okay, All right. The other thing that I'm going to do with that I just thought of and that Spirit wanted me to do. So let's say you book a reading with me with that $10 deal, okay? Then I'm going to enter your name into a hat for a drawing for an hour reading with me. So I think that's a pretty good deal. You get a short reading with me, and you might get a chance to rent a big reading with me. So I think that's a win-win. So I don't know. You think about it. All right? No pressure. All right? I don't like putting pressure on people. I just don't like that. Have you ever gone to a car lot and then all of a sudden this little guy comes running out of this office and he's like all over you? And I just don't like that. I'd rather look around, make up my own mind, you know, things like that. I don't like that kind of pressure. I'll just make up my own mind. All right, so make up your own mind. Want a reading, get a reading. Go to www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up a reading. You can pay for that one over there, or you can go ahead and schedule another reading. I will tell you, right now, the psychic readings are on sale anyhow right now. They're half off the regular price. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I think it's all good. And so if you want a reading, www.insightswithmichael.com is the place to go to set that up. All right. Like I said, I got some guests coming up later on this month. Michael Mates will be with us. Shawn Michael, remember Shawn Michael? He'll be with us. There are both of those people that are coming on here. I'm just going to talk about them really quick here. Don't tell them what I'm about to say. Shawn Michael, very impressed with him. You know, he's a stand-up kind of guy. I can just tell. And Michael Mapes, a lot of his life has changed recently, and we're going to catch up with him. Spirit's taken him on an amazing journey to help businesses like mine and other businesses, intuitive businesses, learn how to grow. And we're going to learn how he did that in his own life and how he can help us, okay? Michael, I really like his energy, Michael Mapes. I love his energy. He has a show right here on Blog Talk. So if you want to check him out, there's a show that he does right here on Blog Talk Radio. And but I thought I'd give you a heads up. They will be coming, Michael's at last Wednesday this month, and Shawn Michael will be here with us that last Monday. So at the end of the month, we're going to have two amazing guests, and I think we're going to have some more before that, and so things like that. So, I will be out of town coming up, not this coming week, but the next week. But we will have some shows here. There'll be pre-recorded shows, of course, but we will have shows on air. This will be my last Saturday on air, unless Spirit directs me otherwise. But I'm going to go back to 3 days a week. We are going to go back to a set schedule where we're going to be on at 1 p.m. Central 3 days a week. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm trying to make things more consistent, make it easier for you to find us and for you to follow us. Because I appreciate you guys. I don't want you to get lost in the shuffle. I know that with this show is a little hard to follow sometimes. The only thing I can tell you is I'm spirit-led. And I know that that's frustrating sometimes for us to get used to that. But I'm going to try my very best to get on a schedule here. And so it's going to be Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 1 p.m. Central. Now, I will tell you that with Shawn Michael, that will be a different time. I can already tell you that. But most likely, that's what we're going to try to stick with. So it's going to be Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 1 p.m. So this will be my last Saturday on air on weekends. Okay, I'm going to start taking some time to myself and stuff like that. So, okay? So that's awesome. All right. We have to follow Spirit, and we have to trust Spirit in all things of our lives and all areas of our lives. I don't know about you, but I'm a little hungry. So I think I'm going to get ready to close out the show and go find something to eat. I think somebody came out to tell me that just a few seconds ago. So I'm going to go find some food. So you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening today. If I didn't get you on air with me, I'm really sorry. But I just couldn't get everybody on today. But I will tell you this, you know, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Promise. So trust your own intuition. You know, when you get a reading from me or you get a reading from another reader, let me just say this as we get ready to close. We're just showing you what's possible, potential. That's all we're showing you. And so it's up to you if you step into that, you know, and trust your own intuition. You know, it's one thing I tell people that listen to this show. You know, when I'm talking or when Spirit's talking through me, you know, if it doesn't resonate with you, don't buy it. If it don't feel right to you, don't put it on. It's just as simple as that. If it don't resonate, don't wear it. Okay? Can't stick your 10.5 foot in a 5.5 shoe. It's not going to fit. So, all right. So, trust the intuition inside of you. Trust the Spirit within you. Okay? All right. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Okay? It's the only thing I'm trying to get you to do, really. You know, become those spiritual beings that you already are. All right? Experience life. You know, again, you know, as we get ready to close, you know, everything that we experience is for a reason. They don't last forever, okay? They come, they go, just like this program. It was on for a little bit, on for 2 hours today. Now it's time to say goodbye. It was an experience, but now it's over. Now we move on to new experiences and new programs, but this one's done. You guys have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. Be careful. If you're going to go watch fireworks, that's great. You know, there's fireworks going on all the time now. I don't know. I don't get it, but that's all right. Please pray for the people that were affected by this crash. Please remember them. Continue to pray for the town in Arizona that lost the 19 firefighters. They are still struggling, my friends. You can imagine. They lost 20% of their fire department. Just think about it. 20% of their fire department gone. Okay. So they're struggling. Please continue to pray for them. Okay. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for the program as we continue to pray for you. And we love you as always. So this is Psychic Medium Michael saying I'm out of here. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
can fly. Yolanda, won't you sing the song?
See, I was all.